Former Senate President and Education Appropriations Committee Chairman Don Gates wants to know how much the state spends on standardized testing. That's a question which does not have an easy answer, as captured in this exchange between Gates and the Department of Education's Vince Burgess.
You're testifying that the total cost of all assessments and tests required by the state is $90 million. That's the all-in cost.
That's correct. We're not include the other teacher-selected or district-selected assessments or for courses.
Try again. Let's see if we can get this down to a real number.
During the past year, school district administrators, parents, and teachers have grown increasingly frustrated with what critics say is an out-of-control testing system. Part of the problem is due to the myriad of state laws that address testing and which mandate it. Maitland Republican Senator David Simmons likens the structure to Paris in this analogy.
Built up over a period of time, and it's just a jumbled group of roads that our school districts are now trying to navigate.
Simmons says just because there's a law mandating a test does not mean that test is necessary. School districts report up to a third of the year spent administering some type of exam. That doesn't mean a student spends that much time taking tests, but it's enough of a problem that there's growing consensus on both sides of the political aisle that it's time for the legislature to consider scaling back. One area generates a lot of scorn, subjecting kindergarten students to end-of-course exams. Here's Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Mountford.
I know there's been a lot of discussion about kindergarten, and quite frankly, when you say every grade, every subject area, that had been interpreted by school districts in many cases as meaning in kindergarten, every grade, every subject, that they don't have the flexibility of not testing every grade, every subject.
The Florida Department of Education says schools do have flexibility in what they use, but that the law is clear that even kindergartners have to be assessed somehow. As the state and the legislature move forward, teachers are concerned about how changes in the system could affect their evaluations. Many of the newer exams, such as end-of-course tests, are factored into teacher evaluations. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.